And I need to get a few more things here. Let me see. I've got apple, and I've got a, I think that's all I need, and I'll put that down there. Alrighty, here we go. Now, Mr. Andrew, I have not asked you what time I'm supposed to, where's he gone to? Oh, what time am I supposed to be finished? We've got barbecue. I'll be quick. Okay. I can smell that barbecue from here. So I will be very, very quick. All right. If you've got your Bible, Psalm 34, please. Psalm number 34. Psalm number 34. And just one verse this morning. And I've got a very short Bible lesson for you. But I think it'll be interesting. Psalm number 34 and verse number 8. And this is what it says. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Let me read it again. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless our time in the Word of God and speak to all our hearts this morning, especially to anyone here this morning, dear Lord, that does not know Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, God created the universe and everything that is therein, including us people. God created the universe in 6 days, six 24-hour periods, approximately 6,000 years ago. Now, Psalm 139, don't turn it up, but Psalm 139 says this, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know that God, when he created us, he gave us senses? Now, some of us don't have a lot of sense, common sense, but we have senses. Who knows what the five senses are? Someone tell me. Yes? Smell? Okay. Smell? Yes? Hear? We can hear things? Yes? Eyes? We can see? Yep. Yes? Touch? We can touch things? And there's one more. Yes? Yes. Yeah. Taste. Okay, God gave us the five senses. Now, can you imagine, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Could you imagine if there were no colours? Can you imagine if everything in the world was grey? You know, wouldn't the world be a terrible place if it was, would it be a terrible place if it was all grey? But no, God gave us the sense of seeing and he made colours. Guess how many colours there are in the rainbow? How many? Yes, how many? Is it eight or seven? I think there's seven colours. Hey, God made us to be able to hear things. You know, you imagine if every song we sung here was just one note. Could you imagine that? Yeah. Good news, Christ died for... Actually, some people sing like that. But but you imagine if there was just one note. How many notes are there on... How many notes did God make on the piano? Anyone know? You don't say 88, but there's actually just A. 7. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. No, G. There's 7 notes, just repeated. 7 colours, 7 notes. And you know, they reckon there's 7 food groups. I actually looked that up. There's steak, chocolate, coffee, ice cream, potatoes, meat pies and pizzas. The 7 food groups. No, I'm not sure how many food groups there are. But isn't it amazing how God created us? He just didn't create things bland. That's all right. We on now? All right. Sorry about that. How did I do that? That's a miracle. Now, just imagine if you had come from, you know, maybe Mars. Yeah. Or you come from a place where you don't know much. Like, Sorry? No, it's just turning itself off. Yeah, I think it's turning itself off. That's on. I promise I didn't touch anything. Do you want to try another one? Or should I stay here? All right. What was I saying? Yeah, all right. I'm not touching that thing, okay? Imagine trying to explain to someone, what is a potato chip? Well, it comes from a potato. What's a potato? Well, it's a sort of a round thing. And I could tell you all about this. They're really thin. They're about this big. They're sort of yellowy. And they've got salt on them. What's the best way to figure out what a potato chip is? Anyone? Yeah, you just got to get one, and you just got to eat it. These are pretty good. Pretty good. I don't know if you get these in Queensland. Well, what if I was trying to explain a chocolate bar to you? Well, it's sort of about so big. It's brown. It comes in a wrapper. It's really sweet. And it's got nuts in it and caramel and all the really good stuff there. And what's the best way to figure out what a chocolate bar is? Yeah, you've got to eat it. That's what you've got to do. So the best way to figure it is just to... Are we still on, Pete? Are we still on or is it turning off?
We're going to need to do a swap over.
I think the battery's gone on this.
Yep, it is. Do an exchange.
Thanks. Okay. See, normally things are my fault, but I plead innocent this time. That's pretty good. Boost. Well, what if you're trying to... Apple. What's an apple? Stuck to my teeth. Don't ever do this with a minty, will you? Well, it's a round thing. It's a piece of fruit. What's a piece of fruit? Well, it's sort of a round thing about so big. About the size of a cricket ball. What's a cricket ball? Well, it's a round thing about the size of an apple. And it's really shiny, and it's red on the outside, and it's sort of hard, and on the inside it's white. Right? What's it taste like? Well, how do you find out what an apple's like? You've got to sort of, There's good apples in Victoria. You can find them on the ground, eh? They're really good. I made a mess up here. Sorry, Brother Andrew. But to figure out what something is really like, you've got to taste it. You know what the Bible says? Taste and see that the Lord is good. You want to know what God's like? Taste and see. Now, if you really want to know what God is like, we've got to come to the Bible. So if you've got your Bible, for the last few minutes of my talk, come over to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Taste and see that the Lord is good. What is God really like? What's he like? Well, here's the first thing. Actually, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, the chapter before that, says this, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Number one, the Bible says that God is holy. What does it mean to be holy? Anyone know? You know, holy means to be sinless, to be perfect, but it doesn't only mean that. It means to be set apart. When God says he is holy, he means he's the only God. And the God of Israel, the creator of the universe, is the only true God. Why? Because he is holy. In fact, God says, he's in other parts in the Bible, he says, I am the Lord and there is none other. There's only one God. So what's God like? He is holy. What else is God? Come over here to chapter 2 of 1 Peter and look at verse number 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is, look at this word, gracious. God is gracious. God is holy. God is gracious. In other words, he is full of grace. You know what grace is? Grace is when we get what we don't deserve. So God is very good at giving to sinners what they actually don't deserve. But he gives it to them anyway. Why? Because he is gracious. And then God says, God is something else. Look what else God is. Let's go to verse number 9. It says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, who should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know what else God is? God is not only holy, God is not only gracious, God is marvelous. And when you read through the Psalms, you find that word quite a lot. God is marvelous. In other words, we marvel at God. You know what the Bible says in the book of Psalms 19? It says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens, the stars. Who's ever looked up into the stars on a starry night and just gone, wow, that's God did that. God did that. In fact, even for us adults, older people, how can you not do that when you look up and see the stars, especially when you're out back somewhere away from the, you know, the light pollution? You look up and you see the stars and you think, wow, they do declare the glory of God. In fact, we would say this creation is marvelous because God is a marvelous God. In fact, we marvel at God. We marvel at the truths of God, the fact that God is so great. God is incredible. God is the creator. God has no beginning. God has no ending. He's marvelous. He's a marvelous God. What else is God like? Well, let me go to my next point here. Verse number 9. Oh, we've been there. Verse number 10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So not only is God gracious, but God is merciful. You know what mercy is? Mercy is when we don't get what we do deserve. Grace is when we get what we don't deserve. Mercy is we don't get what we do deserve. Now, because we are sinners, you know what we deserve? We deserve punishment and judgment and hell for our sins. But God is full of mercy. And he doesn't give us what we do deserve because he is a merciful God. And then lastly this morning, what is God? From chapter 2 here of 1 Peter. Look at verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he, that's God, is precious. God is precious. He is. He is precious. Now, you know, I wear a wedding ring here, and like most probably all the married men here do, and married ladies. But, you know, next month will be our 40th wedding anniversary. And, yep, I know my wife deserves a medal. Putting up with me for 40 years. But you know, I've worn a wedding ring for 40 years, and what does that mean? That means that my wife to me is precious. In fact, my wife is more precious to me. Now, I love my kids. I love my grandkids very, very much, and I give my life for them. But my wife is more precious than all of them. She's the most precious thing to me in all the world, is my wife. She is. But you know, there is someone that is more precious to me than even my wife. You know who that is? Jesus. Jesus is even more precious than my wife, Robin. And the Bible says, unto you which believe, he is precious. Why is he precious? You know what Peter said? And we won't turn there, but in the previous chapter he said, we are redeemed or saved or born again, have our sins forgiven through the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb without spot and without blemish. And that's what Jesus did for us. God sent his only begotten Son. He died on the cross. And you kids most probably know that story so well. And we all know the story that Jesus died on the cross. But what he did was precious to the Christian. He gave his life. He literally died and shed his blood as the sacrifice, the payment for the sins of a sinful world. And so unto us which believe, he is precious. And of course, God is many other things, but we know that he is holy. We know that he is gracious. We know that he is merciful. We know that he is marvelous. And we know that he is precious. But the thing is, I can talk about, and I spend my whole life talking about Jesus, telling people what a wonderful Savior he is. and telling people what a wonderful God we have who would love us so much to send his son. I can talk and talk and talk and talk. But you know what the Bible says? Taste and see that the Lord is good. You need to taste the Lord yourself. You say, what is this taste the Lord? How can I taste and see that God is good? I'm very glad you asked, because the second part of our verse that I read this morning from Psalm 34 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. How do we taste and see that God is good? By trusting him. By a thing called trust, or we could put it this way, by faith or believing. We do it by faith. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you do not belong to God, if you haven't come to the crossroads and met Jesus and said, yes, Jesus, I want you in my life because I believe, I know I'm a sinner, and I believe you died for me and were buried and rose again. Unless you've come to that point and been born again, you haven't tasted of the goodness of God. You don't know it. You don't know what you're missing out on. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is a wonderful Savior. He will come into your life. He will forgive your sins. He will make you part of God's family. And all the other things that you get from salvation. And salvation comes through faith. Through believing. John 1:12 puts it this way. But as many as received him, that's Jesus, to them gave he power or authority or right to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. You say, do I have to work my way to get into God's favor? You can't work your way to getting into favor with God. He's already paid for your salvation. You just must believe. And I wonder if there's someone here this morning, maybe one of the boys and girls, maybe one of the mums and dads, maybe one of the visitors. And you don't know what you're missing. It is the greatest thing in the world to be a Christian, a born-again child of God. I didn't say it's the greatest thing to be a church member or religious or whatever. I said the greatest thing is to be a child of God. And you become a child of God by receiving Jesus Christ into your life by faith. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or the woman or the boy or the girl that trusteth in him. Is there one person here this morning and you'd say, Mr. Preacher, I don't know that I'm a Christian. I don't know that I've ever asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and to forgive my sins and to change me. Hey, my friend, you can do that today if you'll just trust Christ. Take God at his word. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's a wonderful Savior, and those of us who have trusted him, he is precious. Let's have every head bowed and eyes closed, please. I'm going to close in prayer, and then I'll ask Mr. Andrew to come back up and to finish off the meeting and so on. But maybe there's someone here today, and you would say in your heart of hearts, Preacher, I don't know that I am a Christian. I don't know that I've ever asked Christ to be my Savior. I don't know that I've ever put my faith, my trust in him. But I would sure like to taste and see that God is good. I just say, put God to the test. Put God to the test. Trust his word. Ask Christ into your life. If that is you, my friend, please do not leave this place this morning without knowing 100% for sure that Jesus is your Savior. If that is you this morning, you may like, just between you and God right now, whether you're a boy or a girl or a mum or dad, you might like to just talk to the Lord right now and say something like this: Dear Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. I deserve hell and judgment for my sin, but I acknowledge that you died for me on the cross. You took the penalty for my sin. You were buried. You rose again. You're living today. And on the basis of your word, I now ask you to come into my heart. This day I believe. Lord, I want to taste and see how good you are. Please come into my heart. Be my Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our time in the word. Thank you for the wonderful ministry that is One Way Club. And Lord, it's just such an honor, a blessing to see you work in the lives of these young people. bless the remainder of the meeting and the lunch that is to follow. In Jesus' name, amen.